Good morning, it's Tab. How are you this morning? Let's get to our feet. Let's get ready to bless God this morning. Come on, let me hear you. Stir up the gift that's within you this morning. Stir up some praise and worship. Shake off the sleepiness. Shake off the cold this morning. Let's bless God. Let me hear you give him praise this morning.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Come on now, put your hands together. Give him some praise this morning. He's worthy of our praise. I said we serve an awesome God, amen. I said we serve an awesome God, and he is worthy of our praise. Come on and sing it with us this morning. Sing our God.
Our God,
man,
is an awesome God.
Awesome,
God,
amen.
From heaven above we breathe.
Oh, we gotta sing it again. Sing our this morning. Sing it with me this morning. Let's bless him.
Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Well, shepherds feed and watching over silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, they're shown a holy light. Yes, amen. Get ready to sing it again.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you this morning, Father. Jesus, Jesus. We glorify you, Father. As we get ready to sing this song this morning, I want to encourage you to not hold anything back. As you draw close to your Savior, sing this directly to Him. Give it all to Him. I was listening to this song on my way to Syracuse yesterday. And as I was listening, and I decided to go, you know what, God? It's not about listening to a song. It's not about the place where I'm driving. But it's all about you. The anointing came down inside my car. And I could not help but to come to a place where I was emotional before my Savior. Because in spite of everything else that goes on in life, if I give it all to Jesus, if you came this morning and you're struggling to enter into praise and worship, if you're struggling to find out where God is, He'll meet you right where you at. Right where you're at if you just give it all to Him. Don't hold it back. Hallelujah. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Sing it again. I surrender. I surrender all to you.
Withholding nothing.
Withholding. give it all to you. It all.
I give you all of me. I give you all.
Last time,
of me.
I give you all of me.
I give you all of me.
Hallelujah.
I give you all of me.
Hallelujah. Softly sing it one more time. Sing, I surrender. Come on. Everything.
Everything.
Yes, amen.
I give to you.
Sing it again. I surrender.
I surrender. Hallelujah.
Every hand lifted in this place. Even if you're sitting down, even if you're in the foyer, just lift your hands up to God right now. There's something powerful about surrender. For when you lay it down, that's when God can then step in. For in your weakness, that is when He is made strong. So before we sing this bridge just one last time, I want you to get in your mind, what is that one thing that no matter how many times you're at the altar, no matter how many times you're in church, you've just refused to let go. You've refused to put that thing down. I've got some stuff, we all do. What is that thing? Just get that in your head right now. And as we sing this just one last time, make a determination that today will be the last day you will hold on to this thing. We're going to lay it down at this altar. If you need to come down and get at the altar, stand up, whatever it is, but let's lay it down. Let's say, Father God, I give this to you today so that you can move in my life. So we're going to sing that one more time. And when we sing this, you're not singing it to man or to the worship team. You're going to sing it to God. Say, God, I am laying this down. Nothing else will keep me from you. Nothing else will keep me from you. Today is the last day. There will be a stronghold on my life. So let's begin to just sing it out. Come on, what is that thing? Just lay it down right now. Lay it down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we lay it down right now in Jesus' name. Father, whatever it is, God, we lay it down in the mighty name of Jesus. Every stronghold, every addiction, God, every lie that's spoken over our lives, God, we lay it down in Jesus' name. Father, absolutely nothing will come between you and us anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, sing it out.
Sing it again. I surrender.
I surrender to you.
Father, we thank you that in your infinite grace and mercy, you see us for who we really are, but yet you still love us. And you just request that if we give it to you, you would take the broken pieces and turn it to a beautiful masterpiece. So, Father, we've laid it all down today, God. We've laid it all down. So, Father, we remind you of your word and of your promises. That if we seek you first, if we put you first, God, then everything else shall come afterwards. So, God, today we seek you. We put you as number one, God. We don't care what happened Monday through Saturday. Right now, it is a divine time with you. So, God, we thank you. We praise you and we worship you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout amen. Amen. Come on, give God a big amen. Amen. On your way back to your seat, shake some hands, say hello to some people.
I give him away today. Today.
Hey, HT, we have something awesome coming up at the very beginning of 2016. Every single year, we start off the new year with prayer and fasting. Why? Because we believe in setting the course for the new year. We believe in casting vision for the new year. So starting Monday, January 4th through Thursday, January 7th, every single night from 7 to 8 p.m., we're meeting right here in the sanctuary so we can pray and believe God to make a big impact in our region for the year of 2016. So make sure you come out every single night, 7 to 8 p.m., be a part of the family and making a difference in our community.
Hey, HT, you have an awesome opportunity to sow into our annual youth conference called Uproar. Just look for the Be the Difference slip right on your seat. Every month, you can donate either $10, $20, $50, $100 a month, or any amount that you choose. Thank you for your support.
My name is Pastor Michael Spencer, and this is my beautiful wife, Rhonda. We're the senior pastors of His Tabernacle Family Church. We want to invite you and your whole family to our Christmas production called The Greatest Gift.
We have two special services, Friday night, December 18th at 7 p.m. and again Sunday morning, December 20th at 10 a.m. Our family wishes you a Merry Christmas.
I'll see you in just a little bit.
Hey, I'm excited to welcome you to the new and improved His Tabernacle Cafe. We will now be offering to you espresso with the holiday flavors of peppermint, pumpkin, and gingerbread. If you're not an espresso fan, we still have our freshly brewed coffee. We also have muffins, bagels, and breakfast sandwiches you can have with your coffee. So make sure that you stop by the cafe before service starts and after service concludes. Get your espresso, get your coffee, get your water, enjoy a muffin, and enjoy the fellowship in the foyer.
Praise the Lord, HT. Praise the Lord. I wish y'all would talk back to me. Praise the Lord, HT. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's do this now. Do you all have a phone in here? Take your phone out if you have a phone. If you paid your bill, that's great. If you have a phone, take your phone out. Could you check in and let people know that you're here at HT enjoying Jesus? Could you go on Facebook? Do you remember how to do that? You don't know how to do that? Do you have a Facebook account? You do. All right, so you're going to go on to find HT, find His Tabernacle. If you are a friend or a member of this church, we want you to come on there. And what you can do, you can go to the top and they have a place where you can check in. And we want you to go in to let people know where you are right now. We want them to know, if you're watching, we want you to know we're having a great time here at His Tabernacle Church. You ought to just finally just get up out of the bed and get dressed and come on down and enjoy what God is doing right here. You can enjoy it at home, but it's better when you're amongst the people to really feel the tangible presence of God. Can you give God a shout on that note? Amen, amen, amen. Did you all check in? Well, since you're multifaceted and multidimensional, what I'll do right now is I'll just talk about the offering. We are in a season right now where everyone that may be associated with Christmas time, because we all celebrate Christmas differently, people are out buying gifts or thinking about people whom they can make gifts for. Isn't it amazing that no one really wants to be the one that shows up without a gift, if you can do that? You know, you want to come in with some type of gift. Did you not even know this? That most times when you come to someone's house, it is just appropriate for you to come with something. If someone invites you over for dinner, come with a gift. Come with something. But you know, when it comes to God, many times we may forget God out of the equation. Hey, trust me, I'm here. I understand. I have a son, I have a daughter, I have a wife, I have loved ones I want to give gifts to. But even on this season, during this time of year, I must understand that even though I want to be a blessing to everyone else, and we will do that, I don't want to forget God. I should have heard about 14 more amens. We don't want to forget God, for He is the giver of all things. And at the end of the day, after we're giving our gifts to everybody else, sometimes we just forget about God in the midst of our rush and our hustle and bustle. But I believe that there are people in this place today that understand that giving to God is the best thing that you could do. Now you're probably saying, Pastor Johnson, what are you saying? I can't give to God. God has everything. Well, I found this out, that Jesus talked about the one woman in the Bible. She didn't have much, but the little that she did have, she gave it unto God. And God is able to do something when you do your part. He's able to press what you give to him, press it down, doesn't make sense, shake it together, doesn't make sense, and allow it to run over. That's not sensical. How can God press down my little, shake it together, and allow it to run over? He takes what we have, and he multiplies it beyond your wildest dreams. Some of us in here, you don't make a whole lot of money, but God, he sees about your every, not want, but need, according to his riches and glory. And because of that, we give to God with joyful hearts. Amen? Now listen, people of God, if you're out there and you're saying, I want to be a part of this great thing you're talking about giving, you can do that. You can go on ht.com, histabernacle.com, and you can give online. We're going to do this together in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? Pastor Dan, I'm going to need you to come because I don't know the thing by heart. I don't know it yet. Yeah, do you know it? All right, Pastor Dan, everyone stand.
We're going to give him help this morning, amen. Who's ready to give this morning? All right, I need you to repeat after me. I'm blessed going in.
I'm blessed going in.
I'm blessed going out.
I'm blessed going out.
I'm blessed in my storehouse.
I'm blessed in my storehouse.
And I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings are going to chase me down. They're going to trip me up. Because I'm a child of God. Why? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. All right, bring your tithes and offering to the Lord.
I hear the sound of the new breed, marching toward the beat of the enemy. Say,
I hear the sound of the new breed.
We're gonna march,
marching toward the gates of the enemy.
Sing it again. I hear the sound.
I hear the sound of the new breed.
Your hands together for our phenomenal worship team. I like that song, New Breed. All right, y'all, who is excited for today? All right, I want to share just one quick thing with you guys before we get into the word. As you all know, our beautiful senior pastor, Pastor Dr. Most Holy Reverend Father Dr. Michael Spencer, is turning the big 5-0 next year. I can't wait to rip on him all year next year. Media team, if I could have that slide up, that'd be great. So we as a body, we want to just truly celebrate the life, the ministry, the impartation this man of God has poured into us. So, media team. Mr. Dan Schemmelhorn. This is sufficiently awkward. Dan Schemmelhorn. May I please have that slide, sir? That was awkward. I look skinnier. Awesome. So on April 1st, 2016 of next year, we're going to have a gala event for Pastor Spencer. We're going to be inviting in his pastors, and we're going to open it up to every person here, okay? We have a committee that's working tirelessly to make this the best event possible. Not just to have fun, not just to have a night out, but to truly celebrate the man of God. The Bible declares that for people that are investing so much in the teaching and in the preaching, they are worth this honor. This honor, it is due to them, amen? So what we've put together is a gala event. It's going to be on April 1st. There's going to be hors d'oeuvres, dinner, entertainment. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jody Dykes is on the committee, so you know it's going to be crazy. All right? So the tickets will be $65 per person plus a small processing fee. And if you would like to register, there's that website right there, PastorSpencerGala.eventbrite.com. Even if you have indicated that you'll be going on Facebook, thank you very much for that. But we still need you to go to that website and to actually purchase your ticket. Once you purchase your ticket, you get an email confirmation, and your tickets will be right in there. All right? So that's April 1st, 2016. Again, we will be announcing this from now until April, but there's only 300 spots. So that means you want to be one of those first people to get a spot, okay? Are you all with me? So PastorSpencerGala.eventbrite.com. Information is on Facebook. Again, it'll be $65 per person. And we're just so excited for us to hang out and just to bless the man of God. Amen? So who is ready for the word today? Who is ready for the word of God today? Our senior pastors are on their way back, so we want to just bless them and just pray for journey mercies on the last leg of this trip. But we have our very own associate pastor, Pastor Daniel Dykes, who's going to bring the word today. This man of God, he is so excited. He is jazzed up, and he is ready to bring the word. So let's just give him a warm welcome, Pastor Dan Dykes.
Good morning, everyone. I want you to turn to your neighbor, and I want you to say, it's going to be a good day. Do you believe that? Turn to the neighbor next to you on the other side and say, it's going to be a great day. You know, it's amazing. You know, I'm used to talking in front of people and stuff, but it just, you know, the excitement and the, you know, I'm very excited to preach today. But still, you know, you got nerves inside you that, you know, so glory to God, we're here this morning. Real quick, we want to mention also after service today, starting at 10:30, we have the class called Catch the Vision. This is where you get to find out what His Tabernacle is doing, what we're about, and where we came from. So in classroom number one, starting at 10:30, if you haven't started that or gone through it, Catch the Vision is where you can find out what's going on here at HT. Also, I want to thank our pastors, Pastor Michael and Pastor Rhonda Spencer. Can we just give them a round of applause? I know they're not here. But it's amazing having the ability to leave and know that you have leaders and staff to be able to maintain and run the ship. It's just awesome. So I just want to say thank you. I'm not sure if they're watching by live stream. I would assume so just because that's the type of people they are, and we love them. So we want to give you honor and praise. Thank you for allowing me to be here to speak today. Last week, Pastor Johnson, he tore it up, did he not? I'm done. So I'm gonna follow suit with Pastor Johnson and recognize my beautiful wife of 13 years as of last week. Amen. It's amazing, you know, the support that you get from your spouse and knowing that they're alongside you, they're walking with you. And when you have a spouse that loves Jesus more than you, you know you got a good one. Amen. All right. And also thank you for my children. My daughter's on the front row. I made her sit here so that way she'd behave and I didn't have to interrupt the service. Glory to God. The apple don't fall far from the tree, by the way. All right, so let's get into today. Today is really powerful, and this is something that was just birthed in my spirit, and I'm excited about it. Today's message is mirror image. Mirror image. The text that I'm going to be using, you'll find in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 15, it says, "But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." Today, God wants to change how we view life. He wants to change how we view life. He wants to change how we view ourselves. How do we see ourselves? That's what he wants to change. And he also wants to change how we see other people. Amen? So 2015, we know, has been the year of? Oh, come on. 2015 is the year of? So if it's the year of the kingdom, and we're drawing near to the end of this year, we're moving into 2016 within a short few weeks. But 2015 has been the year of the kingdom, and we need to understand that we have purpose. God wants us to see ourselves in a different dimension. He wants people to see the kingdom in us. Amen? So the question I have this morning is, what are you seeing in the mirror? Now, I know that when you look into a mirror, when I look in the mirror, I don't see anybody else unless somebody's standing behind me. But when you look in the mirror, what are you seeing? What is your mirror image? What is your mirror image? So here we are. Step number one. How does the world view you? How does the world view you? Now, what's going to be fun is giving myself the ability to throw me under the bus. Amen? Nobody likes to get thrown under the bus, right? But I'm going to point out some things about me. Is that fair? All right. How does the world view Pastor Dan? How do you see Pastor Dan? You may see a very loving and sweet individual, right? This is what the world sees. You may see a sweet, loving, not like an angel, but somewhat close to an angel, right? You also may see that he's excited. He's excited and he's happy. But not with crossed eyes. Okay. You see that. Now, next one. You're going to see. You see he's silly and funny. Now, am I shaping myself up? So you guys that know me in here, and most of you do know me, you know that these things are pretty much true from what the world sees. Amen? Or, oh my, which do we prefer? But aside from me, what do others see in you? What do people see from the world's perspective? What are they seeing in you? Are you a blessing or are you a cursing to people? You know, I throw myself under the bus and I consider myself, you know, somewhat like these, you know, and I don't take pride in that, but I just thank God because Jesus changed me. But I want to ask this. We can all draw up these nice things and talk about all the good stuff, but at the end of the day, what the world sees really is more meaningful than what you see. Because that's the perspective that they have, no matter what your perspective already is. So again, what do they see? Are you a blessing or are a cursing? We see pictures all the time of people taking selfies. Who's in here a selfie taker? Not me. I'm not raising my hand. Come on. Fess up, everyone. If you're a selfie taker, we got a few in here. Proud of it, too. Let me ask you a question. When you get somebody and you watch it on Facebook, you see these pictures and they got selfies, right? Have you ever seen a selfie that was like, okay, that's wrong. But listen, a selfie usually comes with a, you know, you're smiling, you're outgoing, you look excited, okay, right? Who takes a selfie of yourself when you're really mad? I'm just going to take a shot of myself right now. You don't ever see that on Facebook. Listen, what you'll find on Facebook when you see those faces are the people that actually help you take the selfie. I got you. The world's view is very important because their perspective is more valuable than our own. Well, I don't care what people think. Have you heard that before? I don't really care what you think of me. Really. The world is watching, and we wonder why they won't respond. The world is watching us, but we wonder why they don't respond. Just because your face isn't on the front cover of Cosmo doesn't mean they're not watching. Your face doesn't need to be on the front cover of a magazine in order to be seen. People are constantly always watching. 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 15, it says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." Another verse you find in Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 2. I'm going to read from the message. It says, "Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize that he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you." Amen? So that's the first phase. What does the world see in you? Now let's move on to the next phase. The next phase is, how do you view yourself? How do you view you? And again, I want to be fair to everybody in the room, and I'm going to go and fall under the bus. So here's how I view myself. You ready? He's dorky and fun. Right? Okay. Next one. He's freaking right out. It is a hot mess. Oh, no. The next one. He's a little temperamental. Okay, I'm drawing myself here in, okay? But listen, you guys can apply this. Now, I don't consider myself to be an angry person, but I tell you, my temperament gets a little uneasy when I'm driving around. Anybody else in here got road rage? Hallelujah, half the room, we're going to pray for you all. But don't let me lay hands on you because I got it too. I knew I had a problem. Listen, I knew I had a problem when last week we got back home from church and my wife and I drove separately and my son gets out of my wife's car. He's just like, "What? Whoa, oh my gosh, I can't believe that." And you know what he was complaining about? The person that was slow in front of my wife. We got some problems now because, yeah, it's starting to rub off. So I'm a little temperamental. Can anybody agree? Anybody attest? Okay, nobody's going to confess. Glory. All right, next one. This one is, he's a little down on himself. I view myself, and I hold myself to a higher standard. I beat myself up more than anybody else does. Because of what I expect in myself, and I don't even sometimes equal up to that expectation. I don't get the results that I want. I sometimes look down on myself, and therefore you get yourself in a place of getting discouraged and feeling less than, inadequate. That's what I see. You hearing me? So the world sees something, but I see something else. I don't always see, I saw the dorky and fun, right? But I don't see everything. Everybody sees me happy and excited all the time. And praise God, I thank God that he's given me the gifts to be able to share with people. But when I'm in my closed room, when I'm in my car, not temperamental, and I'm feeling like, okay, this is a bit much for me. God, I don't know if I can handle this. I don't know if I could go any further. I feel inadequate. Does anybody think like that sometimes other than me? Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm not alone. The biggest question here is, what about you? What are your first thoughts? What are your thoughts when you have to answer this question? What about me? How do I see myself? Well, I'm good. I don't have to worry about a thing. Has anybody said that or know anybody that said that? I don't have to worry about anything. I got it all under control. I think I'm okay, but there is one thing. No. I'm sorry. There's two. Oh, excuse me. There's three things. Okay. At the end of the day, I really am messed up. So you start off saying there's one, then two, then three, and then at the end of the day, you're saying, holy crap. I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, wow, I'm really messed up. The next piece of scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Starting in verse 45. It says, so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have been born the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. So we have Adam as the first man, but we have Jesus as the second. That's the image. That's who we're supposed to be like. That's who we're designed to be like. Not like Adam, because Jesus died on the cross. Jesus took our sins. He took all of those iniquities. He took all those wrongs that we've made or created or even those things that are in the mirror. Listen, are you following me, people? Do you follow me? It's Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 8 says, those who think they can do it on their own and end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle but never get around to exercising it in real life. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's spirit is in them. Living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God's leads us to out into the open, into spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores God, who God is, and what he is doing, and God isn't pleased at being ignored. So we sell ourselves short. Now on to the last phase of this message and the most important. Am I moving too quickly? Because, man, I'm fired up. Amen? The last and most important of today and what the meaning of this message and to really wrap it all in. Thank you, Marge. is how does God view you? I'm taking a moment here for a reason. Because I could sit up here and I could speak and I could preach, I could talk all day long about how to get you encouraged, how to build you up. But if you never understand who you are and who you're called to be, and when you're looking in the mirror and you're saying to yourself, what do I see? What does the world see? No. What matters the most is what God sees. What does God see in you? What do you really look like through his eyes? Rob. This is Rob Johnson. He is a very passionate man that is sold out to serve the Lord. He's very driven. He's truthful and honest with all that he encounters. He loves to share the good news about Jesus to anyone willing to listen. His conviction for saving souls in these end times is off the charts. This is Rob Johnson. This is what God sees when Rob looks in the mirror and he says, I see this, Rob. This is what I see. Okay. Kay Hampton, many of you know her. She is a wonderful woman who is a phenomenal server. She loves to share her gifts. She gives beyond measure. And she loves Jesus with all of her heart. Her passions are to see everyone around her blessed. And that is one who goes, she's one that goes the extra mile behind the scenes. Kay Hampton is called. She is purposed. This is what God sees when she looks in the mirror. This is the Jesus inside of her that God sees. So when she looks in the mirror, she's going to say, what do you see, God? I'm telling you, this is it right here. These are the gifts. This is the anointing, the passions that she has. It's because he's placed them inside of her. Ryan. Ryan Tripp. This is Ryan. He loves to encourage everyone. He's always willing to help anyone in need. He loves to bless people and lift them up. His passion for souls speaks loud with his heart. Amazing passion to love God's people. He can see through anyone's mess and want to help them overcome. That's who Ryan sees when he looks in the mirror. Now, I'm listing off just a few things about them, but I'm telling you, God has a full list. He's got a longer list than Santa Claus. But this is what Ryan can see when he looks in the mirror, when he says, I'm going to choose to look through God's eyes and what I am like. Amen? Mackenzie. Mackenzie Coe. She loves to bless others with her gift of serving, and she will help anyone. She is very passionate about seeing people know the truth about Christ. Her convictions are seen in her life without her even saying anything. She doesn't hide who she is. She is bold, but very loving because she cares so much about people and fulfilling God's plan for her life. When she looks in the mirror, she sees what God sees, those attributes, those characteristics, those traits. Thank you, Mackenzie. You see, at the end of the day, we could pull people up, we could put ourselves, every single one of us can come behind this mirror and try to look to see what's back here. What is here? What do we see? When we're looking in the mirror, what do you see? Now, this mirror, as you can tell, is quite dimensional. But we need to understand, we should not be looking at ourselves through the eyes of the world. We should not be placing our values through the world's eyes. And you know what? When we look at ourselves through our own eyes, what are we seeing? We cut ourselves short. We see all of the negatives. Listen, I'm telling you, at the end of the day, I've done it myself, and people do it constantly. It's so much easier to pull the negative. God chooses to overlook every single negative. He wants to see the greater. He wants to see the positive in you. Romans chapter 8. Starting in verse 29, it says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified." Are you getting it? Amen? Galatians chapter 5, starting in verse 1. Verse 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Skipping down to verse 13, it says, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." You see, when we actually position ourselves behind a mirror to see what God sees, when we take ourselves, arrest ourselves to stand in front of the mirror and ask the Lord, "What do you see? What do you see, Lord?" Listen, you know what the greatest thing is? He sees Christ. He sees Jesus. Because of the fact that we've accepted him as our Savior, because of his blood that's cleansed us and purified us, now he chooses to look at us through Christ. That's the eyes that he chooses to see. And the gifts that you have, they're birthed within you before you're ever born. Before you were ever created. The things that you have inside you. You wonder sometimes, why in the world do I get so annoyed with people when they don't pick up the junk? Well, maybe because he gave you a gift of serving. Why in the world don't they just get it? They keep beating around the bush. I don't understand. Don't they just see the truth? I mean, really, it's there, black and white truth. It's because God's birthed you a gift of perceiving. We got some perceivers in here, glory. Why in the world do they keep giving this person second chances, third chances? Why in the world? What is happening? Don't they see that the person is just absolutely nuts? God has given that person a gift of exhortation and encouraging. They can always see something greater. When everybody else sees nothing, somebody else can see greater. That's the gifts that we're talking about. That's the gifts that God has put in you. But are you seeing them? Are you seeing them? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." You are new the moment you say yes to Jesus. All of that old junk, all of the old stuff, whenever those things that kept you down, kept you back, the inadequacies, all of the shortcomings, when you accept Christ, when Jesus comes and is a part of your life, hallelujah, it's gone. It's in the past. Don't go back to retrieve it. You know, I think sometimes it is okay to look back for examples and for learning. Don't do it again. But we have a new life. When we look in that mirror, we need to say, "I see Jesus." I've heard that phrase, fake it till you make it. I don't care what your mind says. I don't care what you're thinking about. Fake it till you make it. Choose and say, you know what? I got Christ inside of me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen? Real quick, I want to hand out something to you. It would be an injustice if we talked about this, but we didn't apply it. Real quick, the ushers are going to be handing out something to you. And while they're doing that, I want to continue. We're going to end right where we started. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, right where we started, I'm going to read it from the Message version. I just think this is powerful. Starting in verse 16, it says, whenever, though, they turn to face God as Moses did, God removes the veil, and there they are, face to face. They suddenly recognize that God is a living, personal presence, not a piece of chiseled stone. And when God is personally present, a living spirit, that old constricting legislation is recognized as obsolete. It's gone. It's gone. We're free from it. All of us. Everybody say all. Nothing between us and God. Our faces shining with the brightness of his face. And so we are transfigured much like the Messiah. Our lives gradually become brighter and more beautiful as God enters our lives and we become like him. You see, it's never been about us. It's never been about us. It's always been about him. How can God affect the world, the lost, those living in darkness, unless the light is sent? You see, when we get to that place where we see ourselves through the eyes of God, we begin to understand what our true purpose, calling, and meaning to life really is. Amen? It's awesome. So you got a sticker in your hand. Everybody got a sticker? Amen? So what you'll find on that sticker is there's going to be three blank emojis. Don't you love emojis? I love emojis. I mean, you could just like, you don't even have to say any words now. You just send a face, you know? That's just like, that's how you describe it. You put the tongue out, it's like, You know, you get an angry face, you're like, yeah, I didn't like that. You know, it's almost like you can just, you know, delete all of the mumbo jumbo and the tones and everything just through an emoji. But what I want you to do, take a look at that sticker. The first thing you're going to see there is how others see me. How I see myself and how God sees me. What I want you to do is I want you to be honest with yourself. Honesty is a good thing, amen? I want you to be honest with yourself. You don't need to do it right now. But take the time. Take the time. I want you to draw on that emoji. Now, some of you may not be as good of artists as others. Praise God. But you get the drift. You're going to know what you write. I want you to write on there. Draw on your emoji. What you think about yourself. What do I see? What does the world see? But what does God see? Draw on that face. Even if you want to write some words in there, write some words in there. Amen? Now, I want to tell you where this all stemmed from. Today's message was birthed in my spirit over 4 years ago. Over 4 years ago, I had a moment where I was looking myself in the mirror. The Lord spoke to me 4 years ago when I looked in the mirror, the Lord said to me, can you see me? When I looked at that mirror and he said to me, can you see me? So I'm going to end with myself. Daniel Dykes loves to encourage and build people up. Is a bit crazy, but always willing to do what has to be done. We'll do anything for anyone, mostly. Is driven to lead souls to Jesus, whatever the cost. And says yes to Jesus' call for his life. That's what I concluded. That's when things changed in my eyes. That's what finally made an impact and effect on my life. To understand that I didn't need to keep searching after a call. The call was staring me right in the face. It was God. 4 years ago, this message was birthed because I took a step and saw myself. But Jesus asked me. Got music. Jesus asked me that one question. Do you see me? Do you see me? At that moment, I said, yes, because I saw Christ. I saw Jesus in me. I was able to look past all of the junk. I was able to see through all of the negativity that took place in my life. I was able to finally see purpose, to see destiny. I saw Jesus. When you see Jesus in yourself, it changes your outlook. It changes every portion of your being. It changes how you view people, how you view yourself. When we understand the power that we have in each and every one of us, you don't need to be the greatest to make the greatest impact. You just need to say yes. I see Jesus. I see Jesus. No matter what you think, no matter what you feel, no matter what you're facing, the Lord wants you to begin seeing yourself through his eyes. Seeing the gifts, seeing the attributes, overlooking every shortcoming, because he sees greater. We just have to believe it. Everybody bow your heads. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Father, I pray your anointing right now in the name of Jesus would fall in this place. Whew, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. What does God see in you? As you're closing your eyes, if you're watching on live stream, I close your eyes right now. I want you to begin to ask yourself, what does God see in me? When I look in the mirror and I see myself, what do I see? Because Jesus wants to bring. He wants to bring a revelation to you. To you. Every single one of you. Every single person has purpose. Every single individual has meaning. What do you see? We need to see God. We need to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Jesus. With every head bowed and eye closed, I want to give every single person an opportunity to take a step in the direction of saying, I want to see Jesus in me. I want a new life. I want to be able to look past all of those, the junk and all of the shortcomings and every negativity that's in my life. I want to choose Jesus today. I want to know that when I look in the mirror, I'm looking at Jesus because of what he's done for me. If you've yet to be cleansed with his blood, if you've yet to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this morning I want to offer you the opportunity. If that is you this morning and you want to give Jesus a chance at living in your life and you want to accept him as your personal Savior, I want you to raise your hand up right now. Thank you, and a hand in the back. Anybody else that wants to give their lives to Jesus for the first time? Hallelujah. If you're in here, you know that Jesus is your Savior, but you know that you've been looking in the mirror and seeing all of the junk and all the negativity, and you've been allowing that to infiltrate your life, to control your life. And today you're going to say, I'm done. I am done, and I want to see Jesus. I want to move forward. I want to be able to be used in the giftings and be able to know that I have a purpose and destiny. If that is you in this morning, I want you to raise your hand up. Amen, amen. Leave them up, leave them up. You're declaring. When you raise your hand, you're declaring. Hallelujah. Taking a chance. For those of you that are raising your hands, I want you to come to the altar. Take a step of faith. I want you to come to the altar. Make yourself uncomfortable. This is where you're choosing to say, I want to see Jesus in my life. Even if you didn't raise your hand, it's God's pulling on you. He wants you to see him. He wants to see you fulfill your purpose. Listen, there are souls, people. There are souls. There's many that are lost. They need to see Christ in you. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. Father, I thank you that you choose, because of the cross, because of what Jesus did on the cross, the sacrifice that he made, you now look to us as Jesus. We thank you, God, that you've placed gifts, giftings, anointing upon our lives. Whether it's small or great, we are called, we are purposed, we are planned to fulfill in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray your blessing right now. I pray your anointing. That, Father, every single person would look in that mirror and they will say, I see you. I see you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, touch us today. Give us that purpose. Position us, Father God, to move forward, to look past all of those shortcomings, to look past all of the emptiness, to declare the truth. Hallelujah. Listen, Jesus is doing a work this morning. Those dreams that you once had, in the name of Jesus, I bring them back right now. Speak to them. Come back to life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord, for you are an awesome God. You are worthy, Lord. This morning, today, we choose to say yes to you, Lord. We choose today to look at ourselves through your eyes, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, bless us. Keep us. Use us, Lord, that when people look at us, they see Jesus. They see God. They see the anointing. They see power. They see authority. They see Jesus. Father, bless us. Keep us. Father, use us, Lord God, for your glory. Today, as we're released, Father, I just pray, God, that in the name of Jesus, that you give us a commission, Lord God, that Holy Spirit, you're going to bring a conviction upon us that, Father, when we do look in a mirror, we're not going to choose to look at all of those things. We're not going to choose to look at the things that happened in our past. We're not going to choose to look at those things, Father God, that the world sees, but we're going to look at what you see, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.